This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a fantastic question. It really is. First time I've been asked it this way.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's ride. We're getting closer, okay? Niners and Panthers tonight. We do want to talk some Warriors because, wouldn't you know it, that's weird too.
It's all so weird,
it's
Mark.
So weird. But I do have a job that I have to do right now as the president of Brockistan.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm a little excited.
Do you have an anthem yet? We need to come up with, like, a national anthem of Brockistan.
The first thing we're doing.
Brock can do no wrong.
We're trying to figure
even
out.
Even when he throws it too long.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I have more.
We're trying to figure out how much we should charge for membership. What do you think an annual membership for Team Brockistan should cost?
Probably.
I haven't figured out all the benefits yet. I don't know if it's like AARP. I don't know if you get a free cooler if you sign up or whatever.
I think you should probably charge $149.99 a year, but Brock Friday is coming up this week. Granny, anything for my Brock Friday?
That's strong.
I'm going to give myself a 4. Yeah. Which makes it automatically a 3. Brock Friday, maybe a Brock Friday sale.
I do.
It's $99.99.
Brock Friday to join Brockistan and get your annual membership. I think we've got something here. But it is my job as the president to at least express a little bit of excitement when, especially if you're one of the, like, are you a fan that gets to go to the game? And special shout out, if anybody is on your way to Levi's right now, we'd love to hear from you and what it is you're feeling and excited about most. 888-957-9570 will take your calls. But I look at this whole thing and I think to myself, a Niner fan has not gotten to do this all year. We haven't gotten to do this.
Do what?
You haven't gotten to go to a game and see all the players that you largely come to see. I know some of you maybe
it's like
are
being a Warrior fan, right?
Well, exactly. You know, Fred, Nick, I get it. The defense is all hampered, but like the Niner faithful have not gotten to go see Brock and George and Christian and Ricky and Juszczyk and Trent and et cetera, et cetera. This is the first time all year. And I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see what this looks like on this track with this weather against this bad defense. I have high hopes. Let's put it that way.
The track is amazing. The weather is what I would call, perfect.
Yep.
Not too hot, not too cold. The sun is out, and by the time the game gets kicked off, the sun will be down, and the sunset is going to be spectacular again tonight. So, yeah, I like what you're saying about the track, the opponent, the spot, the nation, the spotlight. You know, Monday Night Football, the whole deal. And so, it's the first time you get a chance to see it. And so, for me, as a fan of the Niners and somebody who really wants them to do well, and also I want the nation to be able to see what we think this team is, which is the offense hums, the defense, well, Tet McMullen's going to get his. Right. Enrico Dowdle's going to eat. And, you know, Bryce Young, who's not great, he's getting better.
Yeah.
He's going to look better than normal. And I do think you're looking at a fairly high-scoring game. But, all right, offense, go Cook.
I think the Panthers will put some points on the board. But, yeah, other than turnovers, untimely fumbles, or if Brock tries to force something downfield, if the Niners don't turn the ball over, this is a night where Morstead can just watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of resistance on the Carolina defense that I feel like in this situation should stop the Niners. You know how we've been saying, and I know we said it on Friday, boy, if they lose to Portland tonight, then we can officially be concerned. And then they lost to Portland.
Yeah, and well, I was officially concerned.
And I thought that was a really, really bad loss. And so what as a fan you do when that happens is you go, okay. Now, if you lose the next one, then I'm really and that's how we feel about them playing Utah tonight. I feel, quite frankly, the same way about both of these games. The Warriors do not have any business, cannot afford to lose to Utah tonight. Same is true for the 49ers. I'm going to give the defense a little grace because they've been through what they've been through, but not the offense. You're at full strength, and I just, man, I'll say it. If the Niners don't score 30 points, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, 30, that's probably about the number, and, you know, 30 for Purdy and the whole deal, but the offense is healthy, and Carolina's defense is patently not great. And so, yeah, go out there and handle your business. And the thing about Carolina is they don't rush the pass either. They don't rush the passer. You don't rush the passer.
They're even worse.
It's close.
I mean,
yeah,
by numbers.
The two of them are like last and second to last in sacks and pressure rate and the whole thing.
Yep.
So it's going to feel a little bit more like a 7-on-7 tournament than it is an actual NFL game. And I don't know how much you watched of Cleveland yesterday.
A lot.
Well, you watched everything.
Everything.
Empty nester
over
here.
Oh, my God.
And
yesterday was pretty delicious.
And Shadur was pretty good. And I have Quinshon Judkins, and so I was watching him. But Myles Garrett, are you kidding me? Like, imagine if the Niners had one of them, and they do, but he's hurt. And even the guy that they have, he's not Myles Garrett. Like, he's not T.J. Watt. Nick Bosa he's up there, but he's not them. The Browns had 10 sacks as a team in a game.
Right.
The Niners have 12 for the year. Is it 12?
I think 15, you're right. I think
12?
I think it's 12.
They had 10 yesterday.
Right. Well, the Raiders, it's funny, man.
Yeah.
This label kind of bounces around week to week. The way I'm feeling in this moment, that's the worst team in football. It's really crazy. It's wild to watch strategically what they do. Chip Kelly got fired at the end of the day. They had to do something. This whole Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, let's redo Seattle in Vegas thing has been an absolute joke. They left their left tackle on an island trying to go one-on-one with Myles Garrett. He got 1,000 sacks. Geno Smith has no pocket awareness. They put up no resistance on defense. It's wild, man. In 6 days, they played 2 games in weather-controlled environment in their house, and they got absolutely embarrassed in both of them. And one of them, they played a team that is also one of the worst teams in the league and was giving a QB his first start ever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Got blown off of the field. So that's part of the story. But there's two other things that come to my mind with the Cleveland thing. And sure, Shedeur Sanders is one of them. I'm not going to, like, dive too deep into somebody's first start and decide whether or not he's good or not. He was fine. They didn't really want to put too much on his shoulders.
Yep.
He completed 11 of 20. When they got into the red zone, they took him out of the game, and they just went wildcat
yep.
with Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, they did.
He threw one pick. It was a bad one. There's no two ways about it. But he only turned the ball over one time, and he won a football game, and you give him credit for that, and it was enough for him to be named the starter
yep.
for the Niner game coming up this weekend.
Woo.
But this pass rush, you know, this whole, like, Niner offensive line is playing better thing that's been going on?
Right.
Here's my prediction. They will again tonight, and then let's see next week.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be the test because Myles Garrett, et cetera, here they come, and those games can get scary. Cleveland's not good. The Niners should win it. All of those things I feel like are true, but those games are tough. November in Cleveland with a defense that's going to keep that score down, you got to make sure you take care of the ball. Tonight's different, and that's why I feel the way I do about this game. The Niners have got to look. They have to look great tonight. They yeah. have to look good.
Against a Panther defense that is not ferocious, and the Panthers actually have 16 sacks. The Bengals have 15. The Niners have 12.
Okay.
So I was right about the 12.
Yikes.
But the Panthers are 30th. The Niners are 32nd. So neither one of these teams is going to, quote, get after you. And I honestly don't think that the Niners will blitz that much either. And these are two of the teams that blitz the least in football as well. And if you're the Niners, like, you've got Tet McMillan to worry about and not a whole lot else.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Dowdle's become a good running back, no doubt about it.
But in the pass game, he's not going to kill you down the field.
No. Correct. And I think the Niner run defense has been passable.
Yep. And neither one of these teams really blitzes that often. You got a Panther fan in the building. That's
Uh-oh.
Always good to see. Yep. You know, fired up.
And
with
growing
the,
another Panther fan. So
yeah,
that's two Panther fans.
I mean, that's a lot.
Actually, that's actually Bryce Young.
Could be.
Yeah, that baby is as tall as Bryce Young.
That's actually a four.
Yeah.
And for those of you who aren't here, it's a toddler, not quite a baby, but that young man's probably four, and he might be 5 feet tall.
Exactly.
So he could be Bryce Young. That's actually rock solid. But tonight's game for me is about, yeah, it's always about turnovers, sure, but it's really about your offense protecting your defense because your defense has not been great, and they won't be, and I know they have some other guys who are inactive tonight, and you don't rush the passer anyway. So the best way to protect your defense is by keeping the ball and running it and possessing it.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. But I also I think about this from the standpoint of, I know Kyle Shanahan and whatnot, like nobody cares about style points. I do tonight. I do. I care about style points tonight. And that's not because I needed to rub in someone's face or any of these things. I just look at this 49er team, and I would love to ask every single fan, if you care about how this season finishes, and it's a weird season because I think we've all agreed, like, they're good or good-ish, but most of us don't actually think they can win the whole thing. Not real contenders because of all the injuries. But if you care about how this season is going to finish at all, then style points matter tonight. Because in this scenario, if the 49ers are going to do anything special at all, their offense has got to be great. And I'm not the only one saying it. George Kittle has said this. He said this publicly. Just 2 weeks ago, the offense has got to lead the way and be amazing. And I can't think of a scenario that is more set up for this offense than tonight. I just can't. You're home with a great track. The sun is shining. It'll be mid-50s. The elements are perfect. Your line is healthy. Your receivers are healthy. Your tight end, your running backs, your quarterback, everything is healthy, and you're playing one of the worst defenses in the league. So tonight, to me, this offense lets us know, are you actually able to do something in this NFC and in this postseason or not? Because if you can't look awesome tonight, then you're just not awesome. That's what I would say.
I don't think you need to look awesome. And again, this is where you and I have a little bit of a different idea about, you know, the look of it and all the rest of it. Because for me, you don't need to look awesome. You need to do what Shanahan's offenses like to do, which is keep the ball, run the ball, keep the defense protected, and score. And one thing they've done really well this year, Mark, is they've scored in the red zone. I think they're third or fourth in red zone offense as far as touchdown percentage. So that, for me, becomes what you have done this year different from last year. You've been great in the red zone. So do that again. Keep the ball, long drives, get in the red zone, score touchdowns. Don't worry about Matt Gay making his Niner debut.
Matt Gay.
His home debut, right?
Matt Gay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Tim was sitting over here about a half hour ago. He goes, did we have a kicker? And I'm like, yeah, they didn't forget.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't forget. But, yeah, the incestuous nature of the kicker situation is fun.
Yeah.
Essentially, Washington and the Niners have traded Jake Moody for Matt Gay. Those were both of their opening day kickers.
With a little bit of Eddie P in between.
And the Bears obviously acted as a go-between in this whole thing. But that's the way it's worked out. So, yes, Matt Gay will be the kicker tonight. And we've learned how important that is. He's got to be good.
Yeah, he's got to be good, but you don't want to have to use him for field goals. You want to be able to get touchdowns, and that's where the 49ers have been so good this year as opposed to last year, and it's been the red zone. Red zone efficiency for this Niner team is critical, especially when you have a defense that's not been great, and so go out there and get touchdowns and not field goals and, you know, give yourself some distance between you and Carolina early.
Yeah, by the way, I want to make sure you hear me. When I say they need to look good and style points matter, I'm not saying it needs to be, like, fancy and pretty.
Yeah.
I just mean overly effective. I don't care if you Garoppolo this thing and only throw it 8 times. I don't care. I want your offense to be devastatingly successful every time you touch the ball, because you should. You literally have the better player at almost every position on that side of the ball. And there is it's a perfect setup. Good Lord, if there's some of you out there, I know you guys came in and I took a shot at you for starting your conversation all about fantasy, but if you need something tonight from a Niner, what a setup. What a setup.
Oh, yeah?
If you need a big night from Kittle or Pearsall or McCaffrey or Brock, what a setup. It's absolutely perfect. So that's why, to me, it has to look great.
Yeah, they're ninth, by the way, in red zone this year at 62.5.
Okay.
Last year they were middle of the pack at 57%. They're 80% over their last 3 games, so the red zone has been amazing. And the big, I think, jump from the red zone last year to this year, you could look right at number 23, CMC. McCaffrey is such a weapon in the red zone that, you know, you're able to use him in a number of different ways. And now you get Brock Purdy back for game 2 off his toe, and hopefully the toe is good to go. But you're right. Offensively, you've got no excuses. You've got your center back. You've got your full O-line. You've got your wide receivers back. And I guess we can say, except for Ayuk, but it looks more and more like he may never play again as a Niner.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not running from that at all. If anybody does want to talk out the Brandon Ayuk situation, 888-957-9570. We threw out that question earlier, and there was a lot of texts and YouTube chats with regard to the whole, like, do you feel lied to and do you care? The answer I saw most was, sure, I feel lied to, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I just to kind of circle back to that, the Brandon Ayuk thing, I think, at least for a period of time, will continue to be a head-scratcher. I'm still trying to figure out why. Like, why is this something that Brandon allowed to happen? Why does he want to do this? It underscores what a mistake it was for the 49ers to sign this contract in the first place. But in this moment in time, once you get past that mistake, this is a gift for them to get a lot of money back. And I heard Shasky say something this morning that I thought was really kind of worth some thought, and it's this idea. The Niners knew that this money was coming off of the books before the year even started. Does that change how you feel about how they handled the trade deadline? The whole idea was, we don't feel like it's the right move to push a bunch of money into them and give up assets when we know that we're going into Brock's contract, we don't have Fred, we don't have Nick. Well, man, it's at least a piece of this puzzle to suddenly say, you knew you had a bunch of money coming off the books that we didn't know you had coming off of the books. It makes the Niners a bigger player in free agency next year than we thought.
It does, but I wonder if they really know that ahead of the deadline, or like what's his deadline to either dispute this or not dispute whether or not that he wants to fight the voided contract, because I don't believe that they can void his contract until we get to the new league year in March. Like, they
can
say it now. Like, I don't think that they can void it now. I believe they have to wait until you get to the new league year before they can actually void it.
I really don't know the rules.
It's Kyle, a Joel Corey conversation.
I mean, Kyle already discussed it as if it was past tense. That quote happened in July. Maybe he's talking about the things Brandon did, but he mainly was, it sounded like he was talking about the contractual stuff. Tim Kawakami wrote an article about it. I think to maximize the money that they would be getting back, they need to designate Brandon as a post-June 1st cut. And so that's what I expect the 49ers to do. Whether or not it's official or whatnot, the Niners, to me, are not doing this unless they know they can win the fight. And that's very clear based on the way everyone has reported this and behaved since then. So I'm going to go out and say, no matter what still needs to happen,
right,
the Niners are aware of a bunch of money that's coming back to them next year that wasn't necessarily a given before the year started.
And I don't know how you want to go ahead and spend that at the deadline. And one thing that we heard from the Niners is that they didn't want to acquire anybody that they didn't have for future years.
Sure.
And so you look at, you know, Hendrickson and with Cincinnati, and if you would have acquired him, he's not under contract. And beyond that, I don't know if there was a player out there that you could have gotten at the deadline that you would have been able to control going forward. Like Keon White, sure, much lower level, but I don't know if there was a player out there that they liked that they could get and keep and, you know, go ahead and pull that trigger.
I'd rather kind of put it this way with regard to the pass rush, because I heard John Lynch talking about this recently where he said he felt kind of annoyed during the Cardinals game. For most of us, an Ottoman game, sit back, relax, watch the Niners blow someone out. But John Lynch, a defensive guy, I think fairly was like, are you telling me that they're going to drop back, what was it, 57 times? And we
47 completions, NFL record.
And we could never get home? 57 dropbacks?
I mean, once, right?
And you're not going to ever get home? That's crazy. Like, you should accidentally have someone trip and fall and get in there once.
Yep.
So to me, we can all acknowledge the injuries. We can woe is me and play a violin. But the concept all along has been, with more continuity and practice time, the younger guys should be getting better. I know you've lost a bunch of people, and that's fair. But I think it's also, we've arrived at a time, and tonight is the night, no matter who the hell is on this pass rush, they have to perform better. They have to perform better. Bryce Huff, I'm sorry, dude. I know you're not a lead dog. I know you're a B, right? I know you're a number two.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the same way we used to do with Clay or Jimmy Butler or Jonathan Kuminga when he gets his chance. Dude, when you got to shine, you got to shine. This pass rush, no matter who's in it, they have had enough time and now enough health to where they have got to perform better, or else I don't even really know what the hell it is we're chasing.
Well, what you're chasing is a playoff spot, and then when you go up against a team that has a good O-line, then you're probably going to get beat, because if you want to honestly be able to affect a game, unless you're going to put up 40 points and beat, you know, the Tampa or the Rams or Philly or whoever you're going to play, you're going to have to generate some negative plays for the other team's offense, and you couldn't really do that against Arizona. And just looking at the numbers, they are last in pressure rate, last in sacks, and they are 31st in quarterback knockdown. You don't knock down the quarterback, you don't sack the quarterback, you don't pressure the quarterback, so you're hoping that your secondary, who is, you know, by and large, a bunch of young 23 and 24-year-olds, you're hoping
work.
That they can take the ball away, and they did last weekend, but
right.
You're asking for a lot from them.
Yeah. I think if you've got any fantasy players in this game tonight.
Oh, and I do.
You're still in it. Well, you already won your game.
Woo!
You relax.
Your boy.
You're just trying to set a record now. Did you look it up? What's the record?
I don't know what the record is, but I have the high total this year. It's not even close.
Look it up. I want to know what the all-time single game.
Call Lucas.
I'll call Yahoo. I'm going to look it up right now.
My team's a juggernaut. Yeah.
Do I play you in 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take you down.
I'll already be in the playoffs by then.
All right, this Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour, 6A to 6P, Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and a whole lot more. That's this Wednesday. Every hour, it is our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're live at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale getting ready for Niners and Panthers. And one of the biggest 49er fans that the Bay Area has ever known is sitting right next to us.
Wait,
and standing
Tim Jordan?
By. No, although he looks good. You look good in your Niner, Niner outfit tonight. No, let's just say it is a voice you will recognize.
And you bastard!
Yeah, even when it whispers, you recognize it. And he's going to hop in here and help us get ready. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.